We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and the big news of the day, Phil Martelli gone after 24 years as head coach of the Hawks. 31 with the with St. Joe's, or at least that. And Mike Trout also gone. Ike, except he didn't lose his job. He got rewarded with a 12-year, $430 million contract extension, as predicted by us. I don't normally keep score of what we say, Ike, but we had the feeling that he was happy out there, and he wants to win, but yeah. He didn't want to go anywhere. So he stays out there.
Yep, a lot of money.
And you know what? With all that money and no focus on him at all, He can probably go and get lunch somewhere, and people don't even really bother him or recognize him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, attention isn't what he's looking for. That's not what he's looking for. He's happy where he's at. So, be thankful we got Bryce Harper, and now we can stop talking about Mike Trout because Mike Trout's not coming.
And here's the great thing: we got our Bryce Harper soundbite that made national news.
About Trout.
So next year when we're talking about trading for Trout because the Angels are bad, that'll be the next conversation. Just give up the whole team.
Yeah. I saw where Joe Giglio tweeted that out. Like,
did he?
As if, no, there's still hope. You know, if they're bad enough in a couple years and he wants out, you know, he's only making $36 million a year. That's enough. You know, you can take on that salary along with Harper's salary. Yes, in theory you can.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. He didn't re-sign that deal with them to do that. He could have gotten $400 million from any team.
Or more.
Yeah, had he hit free agency. So if he really wanted out of Anaheim, he could have just waited, and he would have still signed the largest contract in pro sports history. That was going to happen.
Easy.
That was going to happen, whether the Angels offered it to him or 29 other teams in Major League Baseball offered it to him. He was going to get that. He chose to stay in Anaheim.
Yep.
That's what he chose to do.
Because that's where he wants to be.
That's where he wants to be.
And by the way, 34 years total for Phil Martelli at St. Joe's. Matt Martucci, the voice of the St. Joe Hawks. Mm-hmm. 10 as an assistant, 24 as a head coach. Dude, that's 34 years at one job, essentially.
Oh, he is St. Joe's. He's St. Joe's.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally for me, it almost
he's the first person I think of.
Oh, without a doubt.
And then Jameer.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. Yeah. It almost feels like the big five is more or less just kind of over at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even pay attention anymore, Ike. All right, so let's do some forgettable Philly athletes. All right, at Mark's Reese, WIP, our question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, well, make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, I got some from the people out there. Philly fan says Delmon Young.
Oh, yeah, I remember Delmon Young. Big boy, right?
Big boy.
Yeah.
He had a brother named, I thought they had the brother, not Delmon.
No, they had Delmon Young.
Yeah, it was a
brother. Who was the brother?
Delwin Young.
Delwin.
Right.
They had Delmon Young.
I remember Delmon Young. He wasn't here. Did he even last a whole year?
If he did,
he was one of those Marlon Byrd era players.
Right,
where
yeah.
He was like, they got guys that were good 7 years ago and tried to make a run for
him. Yeah, he was a good hitter, but he's big dude.
He's a big guy. That's all I remember about him.
Danny Pans, Michael Young.
Oh, yeah, Michael Young.
Philly.
Remember, we finally got him. We thought we were getting something good.
No.
Remember, we kept, Michael Young, Texas.
Oh, former All-Star.
Yeah.
Jake Spate says,
third baseman.
Ross Glode. Remember Ross Glode?
I remember the name.
He wasn't too bad. Kind of a tallish outfielder backup.
He was the ultimate example of those, like, Phillies players over the years that only Phillies fans, big Phillies fans, remember.
All right, couple more here. Juan Pierre actually was pretty good here.
I remember Juan P now.
Slap
hitter.
Chris Warren.
That was my teammate.
It was your teammate.
Yeah,
that was the year Deuce went down. And it was Darnell Autry and Chris Warren at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, let me get one more here. A good flyer. Adam Oates.
Adam Oates. Do not remember Adam
Tony Oates. Amonte. It was when the Flyers were just getting the good players that were at the end of the line.
Okay.
So when you call in, if you want to give us a forgetful okay. Philly athlete in honor of Haloti Ngata, who no one will remember as an Eagle or remember anything he did as an Eagle.
Man, can't remember one play.
Not one.
Not one. That's a shame.
All right, let's start off on the positive note in the 3 o'clock hour and go to a caller who wants Gabe Kapler to be fired already.
Whoa!
Jimmy in Northeast Philly. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Here's my point with Gabe. All right, first of all, with this, the analytics stuff is just, I can't stand it. But since you're going by basically a computer model, just have a friggin' laptop up there because you don't go by feel anyway. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, but hang on. What exactly are you talking about with the analytics? I feel like a lot of people say all this stuff, but they really don't have any information. It's just
here it is. When it's like, okay, Aaron Nola is pitching great, which he did one game last year. It's like up 85 pitches.
It was the beginning. It was the
beginning. It's got to be taken out.
It was the first game of the year, wasn't it? The first week of the year.
I don't care. Even if it's the middle of the year, I don't have the exact, like, I'm just going to give you some examples.
There's give me some
like
examples.
That where he takes pitchers out just because a certain pitch count, when it's the wrong time to take them out.
Okay, well, I don't disagree with your because baseball is there's a feel. I don't disagree with that, Jimmy.
Okay, well then something like the swing angle, you need more of an upswing
launch angle
to drive. Yeah, the launch angle. It's not baseball. It's just stupid.
Well, I think that's less Gabe, and it's just more baseball. I mean, and that's his boss too, by the way.
Yeah, that's his thing. Why don't they just play baseball? Like, swing, you know what I mean? It's driving me nuts.
I got you,
anyway,
brother.
Anyway, the Fortnite thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If I'm a coach and I got players playing Fortnite, I'm grabbing them by their eyelids, taking their jerseys off, and they're done. That's it. You can't concentrate on one game. You gotta play a game in the back. They would be gone.
How about this, Jimmy?
Gone.
How about this? How long the game allowed this to happen?
That's
the whole season.
Why is he not paying attention? Know why? Because he's doing his biceps and tanning in between innings. But
you forgot about that. You forgot about the wiener bikiner that he was.
What?
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The whatever the.
Whatever the
mankini that he's wearing in that one
Just call it, man?
A wiener bikini.
Oh, that's what I thought I heard.
Yeah, yeah. A mankini?
Would you relax in there? you, behind the glass.
I can't blame Gabe. Listen, here's the thing with analytics and everything else. Like, yes. I really believe that most people call and they're like, the analytics. You know, I mean, pitch counts are used to take pitchers out all the time, right? I mean, there's been analytics used for years. Now, the advanced stats, it is annoying. I'm not going to – and here's the problem that Gabe has and Klentak. They talk about it. No fan cares about this stuff. Don't talk about it. Now they complain about it.
No, you're right.
Does any fan be like, his launch angle's great.
Yeah, don't sell us with the analytics talk.
His exit velo's top five. Yeah. Yeah. That's Jack Fritz. That's the conversation the High Hopes guys are having.
Yes. That's exactly who that is. That's who I hear talking.
Yes. Exactly. Women love football, Ike. There's no doubt about that. It's one of the reasons why football has killed all the other sports in America. Shonda in South Philly. Hold on, I fat fingered that. Shonda, go ahead. How are you?
Yes.
Hey, honey.
Hello?
What's up, Shonda?
Hi. Ike, disappoint me, sir.
What happened?
When you said women only watch football to keep a man.
Is that what you heard?
I said.
No, that's what you said.
Oh, don't start that. Don't do that. That's not what I said.
I pulled over on Broad Street like, oh, no, I'm calling. I tried it. He tried it. I have been a football fan since I can remember.
You tell him, Shonda, because that's what I was saying. Women fans are big football fans.
I have an admission. I am not an Eagles fan. I lived in Philadelphia 15 years, but I am a diehard New Orleans Saints fan.
That's all right.
And I'm a diehard Alabama Crimson Tide fan. So I have still been crying into a bucket of chicken about Mark Ingram leaving the Saints.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. But I want to see hard-fought first downs. I want to see my safeties making big plays. I want to see when Drew Brees is dropping back, I'm dropping back right with him. I'm playing football with them. I don't watch because my man watched.
She's a damn fan.
Hold on. You know what? Before I allow John to try to play me into a corner here, Shonda, you obviously misheard me. I'll apologize. That's not what I was saying. I didn't mean. Yeah, thank you there, Ben. I didn't mean to offend anybody.
I was like, okay, my mom thinks she is the assistant coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. That woman probably know more about football than you do.
Right.
And you played. Women watch football and not to keep or get men.
Why? Well, hold on, Shonda. First of all, you say that like there's something wrong with that.
Why can't we just love the sport because we love the sport?
Well, you can. But all I was saying as a couple thing, right? As a couple's thing. I think a lot of women started paying attention to football because their husbands are so consumed by it during the season that they often want to be with their buddies, but because they don't want to be answering questions from their wives about what's going on, women have started to pay attention to the game and become more knowledgeable so that you guys can enjoy the game together and watch together like fans.
I have one friend that does that, but all of the women I hang around and with husbands, we watch the game because we watch the game.
Uh-huh. You do fantasy football, Shonda?
I didn't hear you.
You do fantasy football?
I'm trying to learn how to do it. Okay. I haven't yet because I'm one of those, like, now this is where I go, girl. I'll pick a team because I like their color uniform.
See? I'm not taking the bait on that, Shonda. I'm not.
See, you shouldn't have said that.
I'm not taking the bait on that.
But the ending statement makes me be like, oh, no, she's just a chick watching football.
Oh, don't start that.
Said she likes them because of colors. You can't be. I'm not rooting for football based on colors. I like my team and I like other players.
Come on, you definitely root for college teams sometimes based on colors.
Oregon in 2005. That's
everyone has a college team they rooted for because of the
colors of the team.
Carolina.
That's kind of how I became a Hurricane fan as a kid.
I liked Hurricanes.
I liked those jailbirds in the 80s.
Well, that was it, and that was the starter era where I remember I had this Miami Hurricanes starter hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Can I apologize to the women one more time out there?
No, you can't.
Yeah, I need to, man.
888-729.
That's not what I was implying.
94-94. Well,
but it's typical. You say one thing, they hear something completely different.
Women? Oh, no, not women.
I'm not going down that road, though, John. I'm not going down that road.
Women would never do that, Ike.
I'd bring my personal problems to the airwaves.
And every man out there shaking their head going, he ain't wrong.
Yeah, I'd bring my personal problems to the airwaves, man.
888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.